Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you today's homily is going to be for the dogs. Yes. That is our family pet dog. When I was about 10 years old, fifth grade, we got a phone call from one of our neighbors down the road. Now, most of the people on that street I was related to. But this family was not, their last name was Vetterini, and I think it's very appropriate because you know, you take your dog to a vet, right? A veterinarian. But the Vetterinis, a lovely couple, they lived now, there were no sidewalks. Where this was all very rural. We had ditches in front of the street, so you could see their house across the field, which was always soybean field, but you could see their house. But we had to get in the car to drive there. We went there because Mrs. Vetterini had called my mother and said, we have two dogs, and my husband says it's one dog too many. You have three children. Would you be interested in having a pet dog? And of course, my sisters and I thought it was a wonderful idea to have a pet dog. So we, said yes. So my mom and I got into my mom's car, a 1967 Green Marauder. By the way, you know, there's a lot of antique car clubs and things like that. There's no Marauder Club. That is one ugly car in one ugly color. But anyway, we went to the house, and Mrs. Vetterini led us in. And there were two poodle dogs. Pepe, who you see up there, and his father, Pierre.
Right.
But there was something different about Pierre. He was wearing rubber pants. Maz's dog with rubber pants. So my mother has to ask, well, why does this dog wear rubber pants? And Mrs. Vetterini, an honest woman, said, well, it's because we never could housebreak him. You never know when he's going to go. So we have to, you know, empty the pants a couple times at least a day. Well, what about the other one, Pepe? Oh, he's housebroken. He'll go to the door and bark for you to let him out. Which dog would you like? My mother says, oh, we'll take Pepe. We get in the car, we drive back. My sisters and I are delighted to have Pepe. Later on that day, Mr. Vetterini comes back home from work. And you could hear him yelling from across the field as loud as can be. You could hear him. He's yelling, he's saying, you gave away the wrong dog. This dog poops over everything. You got rid of the good one. Switch him back. We get a phone call. It's Mrs. Vetterini. Would you be willing to switch Pepe with Pierre? My mother. I would, but the kids are already so attached to Pepe, it would break their hearts. And that's how we got Pepe. So, I share that with you because we're going to bless the pets today at 1 o'clock in front of the church. It's a nice tradition. And, you know, for the longest time, I used to just think of pets as something nice to do and something nice to bless. But I've come to the realization that there's a lot more going on with pets, an awful lot more. Pets become part of the family. And when a pet passes away, we grieve for that pet. There's a sadness. There's a reason for that. Because pets are one of the ways God lets us know he loves us. The most important way he lets us know he loves us is because of the people he sends into our lives. But the pets are another way that we're reminded that God loves us because God is present in all of creation. God made all of creation. He is present in all creation, and that includes our pets. So every time a pet jumps in your lap and he sits next to you or, you know, you're just happy to have the pet there, remember, it's just another way of God saying he cares about you and that he loves you. So treasure your pets. I look at them now as another little sign of God in our lives.